WFUV in New York. It's 8 o'clock. Thank goodness. Big Broadcast is next.
Thank you. Nice people, fine people, Arabian people. Yes, yes, I've met some very nice people. Some very, very, very nice people. But you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true. And that's where I first met you. And you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've looked the universe over, from Wackenack, Sac to Dover. And now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you. You meet the nicest people in your dreams.
Thank you very much, Fats. This is Rich Off-Island Connedy welcoming you to a Quality of Mercer edition of the Big Broadcast, number 1,262 on 90.7 FM WFUV. We open tonight's Big Broadcast with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in April 1934, Bunny Berrigan in the band, Judy, a Hoagy Carmichael song. After that, it was Spike Hughes Orchestra in 1933, Firebird. Heard from Dickie Wells, Red Allen, Chew Berry, and Coleman Hawkins. Here's Bing Crosby in 1935 and a song written by Edward Heyman and Hoagy Carmichael for the Paramount picture Anything Goes. Joe Sullivan on piano, Moonburn.
Now if you think that I'm looking somewhat tanner, don't go blaming it on the sun. It's the moonlight and the sweetness in your manner that's making me the healthy one. When the moon hangs low, I begin to glow, and my day has just begun. I'm gonna get a moonburn when I'm with you tonight. So very soon I'll moonburn when you hold me tight. I'll ask the glowing stars up above me what your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, you know it's gonna warm my heart. I'll get a brand new moonbird with every kiss from you. And if I have my way, get my say, you'll get a moonbird too. I get you along with me tonight. So very soon I'll moonburn when you hold me tight. I'll ask the glowing stars up above me, tell me what your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, ooh, it'll warm my heart. I'm gonna get me a brand new kind of a moonbird with every kiss I get from you. And if I get my way, get my say, you'll get a moonbird to keep undercover. You'll get a moonbird to... Thank you.
your very own big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. We heard a Hoagie Carmichael song written for the Paramount movie version of Anything Goes, Moonburn, 1935. Bing Crosby with Georgie Stoll's instrumental trio, Joe Sullivan, at the piano. From October of 35, Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson's band, in there, Benny Morton, Roy Eldridge, and Chew Berry, Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe. Written by Johnny Mercer and Matty Malnick for the picture To Beat the Band. Johnny Mercer, born in Savannah, GA, November 18, 1909. He had a song in the Garrick Gaieties of 1930, out of breath and scared to death of you. Lazy Bones, he wrote that one with Hoagie Carmichael in 1933, continued to write into the 1970s. He died June 25, 1976. Hoagie Carmichael, born in Bloomington, Indiana, November 22, 1899. He had his first hits in 1925, wrote into the 1960s. Hoagie died December 27, 1981. 8:15, clear, 34 degrees. Yes, this is the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. I'm Rich Connedy. You know, the youth and handsome star of the big broadcast, a program for the old and the old at heart. If you are listening for the first time this evening, welcome to the big broadcast radio family of the air. On tonight's program, Hoagie Carmichael, Johnny Mercer, Coleman Hawkins, Tommy Dorsey, Arthur Shutt, and we observe the anniversary of the opening of both Funny Face and Anything Goes. Anything Goes opened at the Alvin Theater November 21st, 1934. It starred Ethel Merman, William Gaxton, and Victor Moore, and you had 420 chances to catch Anything Goes. Here's Cole Porter.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers too, who once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When the Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today you gave a cent today once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna, send in diction, then Anna shows, anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got, if any brains you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bit from Simmons, 'cause Franklin knows anything goes. Every time I see you standing there
obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, with Ramona Davies, Paul Whiteman's orchestra, 1934, from the score of Anything Goes, I Get a Kick Out of You. Before that, 1933, Heartbreak Blues, Coleman Hawkins Orchestra, with Red Allen, J.C. Higginbotham, and Hilton Jefferson. We began with Cole Porter himself, November 1934, and Anything Goes. Later on, Ethel Merman, and You're the Top. And coming up about a quarter to nine, a not wholly hoagie edition of Crooner's Corner. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, don't forget about Standard Time, 8 to 11 on 90.7 FM WFUV. I'm Rich Connedy. This is The Big Broadcast. Here's Al Boley with Ray Noble's Orchestra, 1934, a Mitchell Parrish Hoagie Carmichael collaboration that isn't Stardust. One Morning in May.
One morning in May, all the rapture tonight.
just one, flower just one, flower from love, faded bouquet. Kisses that came with a flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me, like a rosary.
Night's a lonely night, every day's a lonely day, and our sweet romance is just a memory. But it might have been a different story if you had really cared for me. Every kiss was so divine, and I thought that you were mine, till I realized your heart was fancy free. But it might have been a different story if you had really cared for me. I look to you, love, for a happy ending like the true love that I was intending, but a new love came along and interrupted all that was to be. Oh, I guess our love is true. I can never dream of you or a cottage meant for two or maybe three. But it might have been a different story if you had really cared for me.
Ha 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 ha
This is some kind of broadcast, this big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. 1932, Honeysuckle Rose, Fletcher Henderson's Orchestra, with J.C. Higginbotham, Bobby Stark, and Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins played with Fletcher Henderson from 1924 until 1934. He was born in St. Joseph, Missouri, November 21st, 1904. By the age of 17, Coleman Hawkins was on the road touring with Mamie Smith. 10 years with the Henderson Band in Europe from 1934 until 1939. When he returned to the States, he recorded Body and Soul. He performed into the 1960s. Coleman Hawkins died in New York City May 19th, 1969. Before Honeysuckle Rose, we heard It Might Have Been a Different Story, a Johnny Mercer lyric. July 1933, Skinny Ennis with the Hal Kemp Orchestra. We began with Hoagy Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish's One Morning in May, 1934. Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra. Still ahead on tonight's big broadcast, Johnny Mercer himself. Yes, Sam Brown with Ambrose and his orchestra. And Kenny Sargent with the Casaloma Band. I should just read what's in front of me, otherwise I sound like a moron. Up next on the big broadcast, here is Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra in September 1930 in the band Jimmy Dorsey, Jack Teagarden, and Bix Beiderbecke. Hoagy born 98 years ago Saturday. Georgia on my mind.
Back to you, my Georgia, my Georgia. No peace I find, just a little song keeps Georgia on my mind.
just can't be gay, cause my gal's gone away, and I don't know why. I tried so hard to make her stay, but she said nay, nay, wish that I could die. She done gone her way, never even stopped to say goodbye.
Listening to the third hippest radio show in the 48 contiguous United States. That's the Big Broadcast, of course, on 90.7 FM WFUV. We began with two songs written by Hoagie Carmichael. Hoagie born 98 years ago this week. He died in December 1981. September 1930, Hoagie crooning Georgia on My Mind, Bix on cornet. After that, Stardust. Instrumentally speaking, the Isham Jones Orchestra, 1930. That taken from Volume 1 of the Park Lane label's Isham Jones CD. And we opened our Not Mostly Mercer edition of Crooner's Corner with Benny Carter doing the singing with the Chocolate Dandies in 1930, Goodbye Blues. Also in there, Bobby Stark, Jimmy Harrison, and Coleman Hawkins. It's 8:48, it's clear, it's 34 degrees, it is the Big Broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Funny Face, starring Fred and Adele Astaire and featuring Victor Moore, who coincidentally 7 years later will be one of the stars of Anything Goes, comma, opened on Broadway November 22nd, 1927. You had 244 chances to catch Funny Face on Broadway, and the next year in London. Recorded in England in 1928, here are Fred and Adele Astaire and Gershwin's Funny Face.
Frankie dear, your birthday gift reveals to me that at heart you're really not so bad. And if I add your funny face appeals to me, please don't think I've suddenly gone mad. You have all the qualities of Peter Pan. I'd go far before I'd find a sweeter Pan. I love your funny face. Your funny, funny face. For you're a cutie with more than beauty. You've got such a lot of personality, empty a thousand lots I've found from having you around. Though you're no Gloria Swanson, for worlds I'd not replace that funny, funny face.
Didn't tell me that I'm not so pretty, dear. Looking glass and I agree. In the contest at Atlantic City, Miss America, I never be. Truth to tell, though, you're not such a lot yourself. And the false one, you are not so hot yourself. And yes, I love your smile.
personality and me a thousand laughs I found from having you around. Though you're no Molly's beauty, you're great for kitchen duty. I love your funny face.
Old rocking chair's got me, son.
Rocking chair got you, Bob, the...
And my cane by my side.
Yes, your cane by your side.
Now fetch me that old gin, son.
Ain't got no gin, Bob, the...
For I tan your hide now.
You gonna tan my hide.
You know I can't get from this old cabin.
What cabin, joking?
And I ain't gone nowhere.
Why ain't you going nowhere?
Well, just sit me here grabbing at these flies round this old rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
Now you remember dear old Aunt Harriet.
Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven she be?
She's up in heaven.
Send me down. Send me down, sweet chariot.
Sweet chariot.
For the end of this trouble. I see,
Daddy.
Old rocking chair gets it, son.
Rocking chair get it, Father.
And judgment day is here.
Yeah, judgment day is here.
And I'm chained to my rocking, old rocking chair.
We started out with Fred and Adele Astaire, 1928, Funny Face. And then two songs by Hoagie Carmichael, Lazy River, Louis Armstrong's orchestra in 1931. And in March 1932, Rockin' Chair, Harry, Herbert, Donald, and John Mills Jr., the Mills Brothers. On the big broadcast, this is WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University, presenting classic pop and jazz every Sunday night for as long as I can remember on the big broadcast. Next Sunday night, 8 to 11, we observe the 65th anniversary of the opening of Cole Porter's The Gay Divorce, plus Harry Barris, the songs of Arthur Schwartz and the Sweetheart of Columbia Records, Ruth Etting. Coming up tonight at 11, classic radio live, more or less, the stage shadows with Revolt of the Worms and The Water, recorded just last month at the Museum of Television and Radio's Radio Festival. Classic radio coming up at 11 on 90.7 FM WFUV. We'll wrap up Crooner's Corner with a song written by Johnny Mercer and Bernie Hannigan. Johnny Mercer himself with Jack Teagarden, Paul Whiteman's orchestra, 1934. Fare thee well to Harlem.
Mr. Teagarden, you sure look cute. You must have on your traveling suit. It looks as if you really gonna go somewhere.
Mr. Mercer, you spoke a book. You just got time for one more look. 'Cause Mr. Teagarden is leaving you for fair. Fare thee well to Harlem. Fare thee well to nightlife. Going back where I can lead the right life. Fare thee well to Harlem.
Don't you dare to leave us.
Things is tight in Harlem. I know how to fix it.
How?
Step aside, I'm gonna Mason Dixon. Fare thee well to Harlem. Lately here my soul is reaching for the Bible's kindly teaching. Wants to hear the reverend preaching, love each other.
Can't you hear the organ playing? Can't you hear the folks a-praying?
There's a voice within me saying he's our brother. Fare thee well to Harlem. All is sin is righteous. Going back where everybody's righteous. Fare thee well to Harlem. Fare thee well.
What's all that chooka 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 yonder? Red Cap, get Mr. Teagarden's bags and take him down to the Grand Central Station.
I can't find my tie. I can't find my tie. Hey, Mr. Mercer, stop that train. I don't want that old time stuff. I've got to have an airplane. I can't get there fast enough.
Teagarden shows you bone. I'll do anything you say. Take off, brother, and blow your horn. Let me see you fly away.
Mr. Teagarden, you sure play big D.
Your grip, you're cordially invited. Look out, Mr. Mercer. He's all down.
Come in, Mr. Teagarden, right on down.
Thank you.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. We wrapped up Crooner's Corner with Johnny Mercer and Jack Teagarden, Paul Whiteman's Orchestra, 1934, a Johnny Mercer lyric, Fare Thee Well to Harlem. After that, a feature for Coleman Hawkins, October 1933, Horace Henderson at the helm of Brother Fletcher's Orchestra, Dubin and Warren's song, I've Gotta Sing a Torch Song. For that's the way I feel, is burning there, somewhere. And finally, from 1935, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and Weary Blues. Tommy Dorsey, born in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, November 19th, 1905. He was almost 2 years younger than Brother Jimmy. In the 1920s, the Dorseys played with the Scranton Sirens. 1925, they joined the California Ramblers, went on to play with Gene Goldkett and Paul Whiteman's orchestras. Dorsey Brothers started recording under their own names in 1928, formed a touring band in 1934. Tommy quit and started his own band in 1935. The Dorseys reunited in the early 1950s. Tommy died in Greenwich, Connecticut, 1 week after his 51st birthday, November 26th, 1956. It's 9:11. It's clear and 33 degrees. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. I'm Rich Connedy. Thanks. Thanks for your outstanding support the last couple of Sundays during WFUV's fall fundraiser. Thanks to you. You made this WFUV's most successful membership drive ever. Thanks for your donations, and thanks as well to Hal Smith of KHS Music. They put out the Park Lane label. They came up with some terrific donations. Park Lane gave us some Isham Jones and Snooks and his Memphis Stompers CDs, which were used as premiums. And recently, Hal Smith sent me a cassette, selections from some future Park Lane releases. I'll be sharing those with you in the next couple of weeks. Thanks as well to Mort Zavada of Records Revisited for the donation of the gift certificates. Thanks, Mort Zavada, and thanks, Hal Smith. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, where, among other things this evening, we're observing the anniversary of the opening of Anything Goes. It opened 63 years ago this week, opened in London in June 1935, right around the time that this recording was made by Sam Brown. Ambrose and his orchestra, from Anything Goes, All Through the Night.
I drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at nine. Yes, I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but on the whole, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? Yes, I love you. Well, write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. And I burned a hole in the dining room table. And let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. Yes, I love you.
Of the Dixieland Band. Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin, ruin of the Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the Maple Leaf Rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would bang. They had the Keaton because he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give them that beat. Someone who swung with rhythm, rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Instead of playing, he'd play so sweetly. They'd be saying, he got them so they couldn't play right. Finally, he fixed them on a Saturday night. He hit a figure that was off the court. Apoplexy got them and they went to the Lord. And that is the pitiful story, story of the Dixieland Band. Now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last, 'cause they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he swings them is an awful shame. He can really do it. Gabriel is his name. And now, folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland Band. It's the judgment day, 'cause it's just Mr. Gabriel is sounding his ale. And the Dixieland Band, and we're fixing to play.
We began with Sam Brown crooning with Ambrose and his orchestra, 1935, from Cole Porter's score to Anything Goes, all through the night. And then a pair of Decca 78s. 1934, Kenny Sargent with the Casa Loma Orchestra, P.S. I Love You. Written by Johnny Mercer and Gordon Jenkins. And finally, from their first recording session, the brand new Bob Crosby Orchestra, June 1935, and the Dixieland Band, written by Johnny Mercer and Bernie Hannigan. Johnny Mercer, born 88 years ago Tuesday. He died in June 1976. I'm Rich Connolly. This is the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. My objectively beautiful bride of just a little over 2 years, Manhattan Mary Hyphen Connolly, and I spent a few days last week on Nantucket. Very, very relaxing. A little bit on the chilly side, but just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful place, Nantucket. Although, just between you and me, don't you think they're the tiniest bit anal about their shingles?
Hi, this is John Platt. If you like starting your Sundays with some tasty music, join me for the City Folks Sunday Breakfast. We've got some old favorites and some great new singer-songwriters every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 here on 90.7 FM WFUV.
Off my chest to let him rest unexpressed. I hate parading, my serenading, for I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Gobbo's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop. But a baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Thank you.
If it's Sunday night and it sounds like this, Dad Bernard, it better be the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. A Johnny Mercer lyric, Lost. 1936, Henry Allen and his orchestra, Red Allen on trumpet and vocal, J.C. Higginbotham trombone, Cecil Scott on the tenor sax. Before that, Ethel Merman with Johnny Green conducting, December 1934, You're the Top from the score of Anything Goes. We began with Hoagie Carmichael in 1934, a song that he wrote with Johnny Mercer, Moon Country. In the band Red Norvo and the Dorsey Brothers, that was Jimmy on cornet behind Hoagie's vocal. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. There is going to be a record collector's show next Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. next Sunday, 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon out in Amityville, Long Island at the American Legion Hall. If you want more information, the telephone number is 516-331-7750. 516-331-7750. A record collector's show next Sunday, all day long, 9 to 4 at the American Legion Hall in Amityville. Still ahead on tonight's big broadcast, Bing Crosby, Coleman Hawkins with Fletcher Henderson, and Tommy Dorsey with Rube Bloom. www.wfuv.org. That's the WFUV website. You can find out what's happening here at 90.7 FM and leave your comments in the WFUV guest book. www.wfuv.org. A slightly less ambitious spot out there in the information superhighway is the Big Broadcast News Group. It's located at alt.fan.rich-connedy, alt.fan.rich-connaty. That's the Big Broadcast News Group, where, among other things recently, we're putting together a dream band. If you'd like to contribute, I'm not talking about money this week, alt.fan.rich-connedy. If all this alt and www stuff is meaningless to you, you may want to give me a phone call at 718-365-8050, 718-365-8050. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, August 1934, Stop, Look, and Listen.
only works on the one-day plan. He does nothing on Monday, rest till Sunday. My old man, my old man. He's only doing the best he can. It takes a barrel of whiskey to make him frisky. My old man.
When he steps out, grabs old Miss from the washing tub, takes her in a taxi to the Onyx Club, flang, flang, a doodle, the pr-raggy-daggy.
My old man, he's only ending the garbage can. Put a bottle of gin there, he'll get in there. My old man.
The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in 1933. In the band, Manny Klein, Stan King on the drums, Larry Binion on the tenor sax, Jimmy on clarinet, Old Man Harlem. A Rudy Valley Hoagie Carmichael collaboration. Tommy Dorsey, born 92 years ago Wednesday. He died in November 1956. In a moment, Tommy backing Bing. Before Old Man Harlem, we heard My Old Man, a song written by Johnny Mercer and Bernie Hannigan, the Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo team. 1933, The Five Spirits of Rhythm. We began with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. 1934, Stop, Look, and Listen, not to be confused with Stop, Look, and Laugh, which featured Officer Joe Bolton, Jerry Mahoney, Paul Winchell, and Knucklehead Smith. I'm the knucklehead here on Sunday nights, 8 to 11 on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. Me? That's right, Rich Connedy. A little while ago, I mentioned, you know, interesting thing, I gave out the phone number in the last break, just got two phone calls. People are always very shy about calling those weeks following fundraisers. Anyhow, I mentioned a little while ago, Mary and I visiting Nantucket, and it's a dead giveaway when I said Nantucket, because I'm off island. You see, on Nantucket, you don't say Nantucket. You say, I'm on island, as in, there once was a man from on island. Here's Bing Crosby with Eddie Lang, Tommy Dorsey, among those providing accompaniment. 1931, I'm Sorry, Dear.
I have learned my lesson. My heart is confessing. I have been unfair to you. You loved me sincerely, and I've been untrue. Please forgive me, sweetheart. Just like a rose, you faded. Your life is what I made it. I was all to blame. Forgive me. I'm sorry, dear. I took your heart and ruled you. I stole your love and fooled you. Now I am ashamed. Believe me. I'm sorry, dear. I know I don't deserve one word of sympathy. Sweetheart, please let me show how much you mean to me, dear. I want to bring you glad days, make up for all those sad days. Give me one more chance, I beg you. I'm sorry, dear. Sympathy. Sweetheart, please let me show how much you mean to me, dear. I want to bring you glad days, make up for all those sad days. Give me one more chance,
I beg you. I'm sorry,
straight lace shoes, box back, holding a Stetson hat. Hold a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. All the boys will know that I died standing fast.
And his Bayou Boys in 1930 with Roy Evans, the St. James Infirmary. Among the boys, Manny Klein, Adrian Rollini, Benny Goodman, Stan King again at the drums, and Tommy Dorsey. Before that, April 1931, Fletcher Henderson's Connie's Inn Orchestra with Rex Stewart and Coleman Hawkins, Just Blues. We began with Bing, backed by Tommy and Eddie Lang, 1931. I'm sorry if I told you. I keep thinking of I apologize. But in that tradition, I'm sorry, dear. The big broadcast, this is WFUV in New York, celebrating 50 years as Fordham University's voice. Big broadcast, 25 years of WFUV's 50-year history. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, I hope you're making standard time a habit. Standard time, 8 to 11 on 90.7 FM WFUV. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, we salute Ruth Etting, the songs of Arthur Schwartz, one-third of the Rhythm Boys, Harry Barris, and we observe the 65th anniversary of the opening of the gay divorce. On tonight's program, we got Arthur Schutt and Coleman Hawkins, and we've got Anything Goes and Funny Face, and we've got Tommy Dorsey. Tommy Dorsey and Dick McDonough in 1929 backing the Sunshine Boys, Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney. Do something.
We did it, Wado. We did it, Wado. Do, 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 do. Won't you please do something, honey? Oh, honey, I wonder why you act so funny when we should be making love. I'm willing, so willing, but nothing that you do seems thrilling. I look for your patent, but where am I getting? Why, there's the moon way up high. Here are you, and here am I. Oh, do, do, do something. Ain't been hugged, I ain't been kissed. Wanna see just what I missed. Oh, do, do, do something. Time and the place and the time I know. I got the park and the bench in the park and oh. Now other pairs are making haste. Just look at us, we're going to waste. So let's do, let's both do something. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Take a hot tune like this when you're feeling blue and sad. You just try changing keys, it will drive all your blues away. Then then you'll be doing something. Oh, won't you please do something?
Do if you turn me down when I'm so crazy over you. I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why black and all my skies are blue. I tell you I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one and make us one. So my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you. To show affection in your direction, you know I'm fit and able. I'm more than merely love you sincerely. My cards are on the table. Hey, there must be lots of other men you hypnotize. All of a sudden I've begun to realize as follows, my one and only.
if you turn me down, when I'm so crazy over you, I'd be so lonely. If you turn me down, why black and all my skies are blue? I tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. I know a clergyman who will blow lyrical. Oh, my one and only. If you turn me down, when I'm so crazy over you.
Although you're someone else's now, I get you yet. Yes, that's my vow. Speaking of love, I sure know how, my baby. Love in the way for us. You see, baby. And I intend to get you a bus. Yes, I'm ready. Someday you'll be mine, but you know it's gonna take time. But whatever there's a will, there's a way, my baby. Thank you.
I love this job. I mean, I really love this job. The big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, with McKinney's Cotton Pickers in November 1929, Don Redman, leader, vocalist, and composer. Wherever there's a will, baby. Fats Waller at the piano, Coleman Hawkins on the tenor sax. Before that, from Funny Face, my one and only, Fred Astaire in London in 1928. We began with the original Memphis Five, Phil Napoleon, the Dorsey Brothers, 1928. I'm more than satisfied. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. I'm Rich Connolly. For the benefit of those of you joining us on the West Coast at this time, I mentioned earlier tonight that my objectively beautiful bride, Manhattan Mary Hyphen Connolly, and I spent the last few days in Nantucket on island, in other words. It was really, really great. We had a terrific time, although I have to admit it was a relief to get back home and turn on the radio and listen to a newscast that didn't include a mention of cranberries. As I say, Mary and I just had the best possible time in Nantucket. In fact, I'd like to put a very ugly rumor to rest. There is no truth. There is absolutely no truth to the rumor that the native Nantucketers, as we call them, are so closely knit that at the B&Bs they serve inbred.
About 5,000 of you have just given WFUV the best 50th birthday present we can imagine. You helped us raise $383,000 in our fall membership drive. That's $164,000 more than we've ever raised in a single drive before. Thank you from all of us for kicking off our 51st year in record-breaking fashion.
girls all like Harvey. Such a nice boy. Harvey's a swell boy. He's really a swell fella. The old folks love Harvey. He's their only boy.
But if you could see how he acts when the people all turn their backs, always tied in a fight, shooting craps and out all night. But Harvey's a sweet boy. He sure is a neat fellow. We dearly love Harvey. He's our pride and joy.
Eddie Lang and his orchestra in May 1929. That was Hot Heels. Joe Tardo on the string bass, Arthur Schutt piano, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet. Leo McConville on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on both trombone and trumpet, and it was brother Jimmy playing Tommy's high note during TD's trumpet solo on Hot Heels. Before Hot Heels, we heard Harvey, Hoagy Carmichael's song, 1929. Hoagy himself with the Hotsy Totsy Gang. We began with Irving Kaufman in 1929, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and maybe, who knows, on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. If you'd like to write, it's the big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. That's the big broadcast. WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. And may I restate my thanks for your very generous contributions to WFUV over the last couple of weekends. If you did not use your credit card to make your donation, when you get a statement from us, make sure you return it to us with that check ASAP. Big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458. Basic membership, $50. But we've had enough of that for the time being. Let me give you out another number, 718-817-4535. 718-817-4535. If you, for some reason, were reluctant to become a member of WFUV during our fall fundraiser, call the WFUV 24-hour listener line right now, 718-817-4535. Push a couple of buttons and request a copy of our program guide. Maybe that will convince you to join up. 718-817-4535, a final phone number for you. And that's 516-331-7750, 516-331-7750. That's for information on the Record Collectors Show happening next Sunday from 9 until 4 in Amityville. Who knows, you may even see Manhattan Mary and I searching for Ted Weems on Blue Columbia, 516-331-7750. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, the Boswell Sisters, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, Manny Klein, and the Dorsey Brothers, It's the Girl.
It's not the canoe. It isn't the river or tide that all blue. It isn't the low dreams that bring joy to you. It's a girl. It's a girl. It isn't the fruitless that you always wander to. It isn't the mountain flower or the morning dew. It isn't the loneliness that brings love to you. It's a girl that makes you happy and it's a girl that makes you blue.
You up and out them. What a lonely world would be without them.
It isn't the song words, the song that they sing. It isn't the sunshine that makes you like rain. So what is this magic that makes all the thing? It's a girl. It's a girl.
Some folks need atmosphere when they're making love. They say old Mother Nature makes love grand. Still lovers will complain that they need the shore. If you're a Romeo, you'll understand.
It isn't the paddle, it's not the canoe. It isn't the river of skies that are blue. It isn't the love dreams that bring joy to you.
Wherever you go, whatever you do,
it's the girl, it isn't the rule, yes, that you wanted to do. It isn't the mouth and the flowers all the morning dew. It isn't the loveliness that brings love to you. It's a girl. It's a girl.
Thank you.
voila, sha-la-la,
as you start to hit the ceiling. It's about time. Why do you suppose I'm saying all the things I am? Guess you'll never know unless I draw a diagram. It's about time that you put your arms around me, that you say you're glad you found me. It's about time. That famous farmer's daughter tells us what the salesman taught her. It's about time. It's about time that you say these darn songs bore us, but there's only one more chorus. It's about time.
Hot and Anxious, the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra. In March 1931, solos from Bobby Stark and Coleman Hawkins. Before that, a song written by Johnny Mercer and Peter Tinterin. It's About Time, 1932, Larry Murphy with the Joe Hames Orchestra. We began with the Boswell Sisters in 1931, among those providing accompaniment, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. It's the Girl. The big broadcast on 90.7 FM, WFUV. Johnny Mercer, born 89 years ago Tuesday. He died in 1976. Here are two songs written by Johnny Mercer and Matty Malnick. The first from the film Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round, dedicated with much love to Manhattan Mary-Connedy. If I Had a Million Dollars. Joey Nash, Richard Himber.
$1 million, I know just what I would do. I'd tie a string around the world and bring all of it to you. Those little things you pray for, whatever they may be, I'd have enough to pay for them all, COD. If I spent $1 million, I know I would never care, because as long as you were mine, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming, dreaming of what I'd do if I had $1 million and you.
Me true to the very end, but you ran away the first rainy day, just a fair weather friend. I had a heart I gave you, but you had one to lend. Or when skies were black, you took it right back, just a fair weather friend. Foolish me, I couldn't see the handwriting on the wall. Sunny skies had dimmed my eyes. I never thought rain would fall. Just when I needed someone on whom I could depend, you walked out on me. What else can you be? Just a fair weather friend.
Thank you.
Johnny Mercer, Words and Music, Welcome Stranger, 1936, Kay Webber with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. Before that, 1934, Lou Sherwood with Eddie Duchin, Just a Fair Weather Friend. Mercer and Malneck, as was our opening selection, If I Had $1 Million. 1934, Joey Nash with Richard Himbers, Ritz-Carlton Hotel Orchestra. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Guys, all get up, how'd they get so lit up? Guys, all get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee,
when you turn those heaters on, always me. Got to put my cheetahs on.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how'd they get more ties? Oh, where'd you get those eyes? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Oh, where'd you get those eyes? Jeepers, jeepers, weepers, creepers, where did you get those eyes?
We wrapped up tonight's big broadcast with the Mills Brothers in 1939. John Sr. singing the bass parts on Jeepers Creepers. That song written by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren for the picture Going Places. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, we salute Ruth Etting, Harry Barris, Arthur Schwartz, plus observe the 65th anniversary of the opening of The Gay Divorce. Don't forget to catch Standard Time Saturday night, 8 to 11. Stay tuned for Classic Radio Live with Revolt of the Worms and The Water. This is WFUV in New York, celebrating 50 years as Fordham University's voice. I'm Rich Connolly. No, that's on Saturday. Until next week, big broadcast, Rich Connolly reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something about those fingernails. Live fast and dye your hair, and above all else, don't you never forget. Rhythm saved the world. Aloha.